This is the Skirted Roundtable Saturday Short Edition, where Megan Arquette from Beach Bungalow 8, Joni Webb from Cote de Texas, and Linda Merrill from Surroundings discussed the closing of Southern Accents magazine this week and our thoughts on that. Karen Carroll was one of our first guests on the Skirted Roundtable, and we had a wonderful time chatting with her. This is an open invitation. Karen is welcome to come back anytime she wants. We would love to have her to talk about this situation and whatever she'd want to talk about. And speaking of magazines, I think we all wanted to express our condolences about Southern Accents. I think that was a real shame. I think that I emailed Karen Carroll and I said, because I'd read the press release or some news reports that they just decided they had to focus on their bigger brands. And I think that, you know, these big companies are running the risk of, you know, gutting the class of their operations for the big brands, and eventually they'll have nothing left because they'll have no soul.
I can't believe Southern Accents. After we sat and talked with her, I was enthralled. She was such a great spokesperson for the magazine, but yeah, it really brought a new, I've always enjoyed the magazine, but it just brought this whole new light to me that it really was so representative of the southern region of the United States, and that in itself is this whole world unto itself. I mean, with Joni talking about it, you could hear Joni's enthusiasm, and it was something she had really grown up with, and how could that go away? I mean, that just blew me away.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
Very bad.
Well, I tell you, God, y'all, I mean, I still am upset about it. You know, on a personal basis, my life is kind of measured out. I know this sounds ridiculous, but my life is measured out, and every 2 months I know there's going to be a new Veranda and there's going to be a new Southern Accents. And, you know, I don't subscribe to them because it drives me crazy to see it in the stores and I haven't gotten mine. So, you know, I'll start hunting around when I realize it's, you know, due. And I just can't believe that's going to be gone from my life, you know. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, Karen was such a great guest, and, you know, we certainly hope to have her back because she's...
Well, their blog is going to keep going, right? Because that blog's sensational.
Well, they did say that their website is going to keep going, but who knows?
You know, why did they keep Southern... You know, I know it's all numbers, but come on. Not every magazine has to be... Not everything worthwhile has to be profitable or extremely profitable, maybe a little profitable. I mean, sometimes you have to give up a little bit of money for something that is great. I got over 90 comments, I think, when the day I announced that they had closed, and I was not the only one. There were maybe 5 or 10 bloggers that announced that they had folded or were closing. That's a lot of people.
That is a lot. I hope they're not thinking, wow, well, maybe, would they ever go back? I mean,
well, you know, because magazines, it's not about the readers. It's really not. It's about the advertisers. You know, and we always keep going, oh, there's so many readers and people love it. And yeah, obviously, if there are no readers, then there are no advertisers as well. But, you know, there can be a million readers. But if the readers aren't buying, and what's happened in the recent economy, as we were talking about earlier, is people aren't buying. So they may be reading and not buying, in which case the advertisers don't want to spend the money right now to advertise.
Okay.
It's extremely expensive to put together a magazine.
But Linda, we're all suffering. All of our businesses are down. My husband's business is down 50%. We're all suffering.
Yeah.
Is that a reason for them to fold a excellent product?
Well, you know, I don't know, but it might be. I mean, you know, I would say on the business side, business is business, and we care about the magazine because we love the magazine and we have a little relationship with Karen Carroll. On the business side, though, you know, you look at a balance sheet, and that's what, you know, I think that's what it's about. Now, I do think that their stable of magazines, these conglomerates, do tend to gut the more emotional things, because those aren't, you know, they're just simply not bringing in the revenue, and if they're not, I guess they're not.
A photo shoot can cost $50,000 and up. So, you know, that's why why we love these magazines, because they're so good, but they're very costly to produce.
But that's what I was trying to say, Megan. You know, when we just did a photo shoot at Sally Wheat's house, and the photographer is excellent. He's a local guy. You know what? Give guys like that a break now. You know? I mean, every town has a good design photographer that isn't making diddly squat, and these big guys, you know who they are, they're making a fortune. You know, give these little, you know, it would save the magazines money. Maybe this would save magazines if they could use local photographers that are just as talented. Why does a photo shoot have to cost that much money? Because
I would say that's regional, because I don't think photo, you know, $50,000 is what people are paying in New England for photo shoots, to be honest.
I'm talking about for the magazines.
I am saying that, for magazine photo shoots.
I'm talking about the big magazines that are closing.
Well, I heard Domino's, what did they say, they were $80,000 a shoot?
I have heard that from, I think, reliable sources that, you know, some of the, like Domino, they were going about it the best way possible because they really wanted to produce the most perfect shot. But, you know, a lot of these magazines will say, bring in, have your place styled and we'll come in and shoot it. Whereas I've heard that Domino was coming in doing, you know, craft services, you know, spread for everyone to eat. They were bringing in several people. They were, I know I could be wrong. This is just what I heard. And that they were doing all the floral and they were doing all of that. So, I mean, I think that they were doing such a great job at doing these beautiful photo shoots, but I think that they were not cutting corners, and I think it was really very costly from what I understand. And I don't think all the magazines do that, but some do. I mean, you know, Joni, when you have them come shoot your house, did they ask you, did they bring in all the everything?
Better Homes and Gardens, they did fly down to put them up for the weekend, and they, you know, let them hire an assistant. And there was a stylist there, and I had to buy things, and she had to borrow things, and it all looked horrible. The Houston House and Home, they come in, they get the work done, the guy's talented, and we were even talking about this. You know, give someone like that a break. I don't know.
Well, yeah.
I'm so upset about this.
Yeah.
I
was just going to say, I'm not sure that's really going to save the magazine, but every little bit helps. And
right,
do we think that's what Southern Accents was paying for photo spreads?
They had some top-notch photographers. They had beautiful photography. But I don't know. You know what? I don't know.
It's all numbers, you guys. It just gets down to
it's all advertising, where the economy is hurting. But, we're all hurting. So, you know what? Time Life, they could have strung this along till things got a little bit better. Southern Living is not Southern Accents. And, you know, get rid of Southern Living. Nobody reads Southern Living.
Well, I don't know, Joni. Maybe Southern Living was getting the advertising.
The thing is that these executives, guys and gals, are sitting around the big boardroom table, they are not emotionally attached like you are. You are referencing emotional experiences to these magazines. They are not. They are looking at numbers. They're looking at spreadsheets. They're going, you know, this is all business. They're not emotionally attached. So it's not like, you know, oh, let's put this over here and we'll try to save it by doing. That's too much effort. It's too much effort for the return. It's all numbers.
They had 14 employees.
Still, whatever it was, it's a business. They were not getting the returns.
Well, what I'm saying is I wonder if they were losing money or maybe profits were down. I'd like to know. It's just upsetting, that's all. And I just think that it was a decision made because of the economy. The economy's coming back. The magazine's been around forever. They got bought out. And this is what happens, you know. So it's just aggravating.